Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, January the 2nd, 2013. Now you got to get used to saying 2013, only 2 days old. Good to have you with us today. We've got two guests. Let's start first of all with John Baker. Good to have you here, John.
Paul, good to be here. Thank
Happy
you so
New Year
much.
To you.
Thank you.
Happy
and
New
you.
Year.
It is 13.
We're going to talk about the City of Columbia Howard B. Lang Jr. Award for Outstanding Consumer Service. Now, that's quite a title.
Outstanding Community Service.
Community Service.
That's all right.
Okay.
It is a long title. It does fit on a really big business card.
Tell me about it.
Well, this is an award that is given to a worthy community citizen volunteer of the City of Columbia. Mm-hmm. So it's not just anybody who volunteers at your local church or civic club. I need to explain that. This is for people who volunteer for City of Columbia services or programs.
Okay.
So it does have that limitation.
Yeah.
But it's given each year in honor of Howard B. Lang Jr., who was the City of Columbia's mayor from 1953 to 1957. Mm-hmm. During that time, lots of good things happened in Columbia.
It had Lang Middle School named after it.
That's right.
Too.
That kind of set the city on its trajectory to be what it is today.
Yeah.
And so when we give these people these awards, it's a way of honoring the memory of Howard B. Lang Jr.
So how do you decide who is going to win the award?
Well, first of all, we want a lot of people to nominate worthy City of Columbia volunteers. And they can do that by contacting me at my office. My name is John Baker again. I'm the trust specialist, the City of Columbia.
Okay.
And I kind of house the nomination forms, or they can be found online if somebody wants to go to www.gocolumbiamo.com.
Okay.
A little search box opens up. You just simply put Lang nomination, and you'll see a nomination form for this
award. So how many nominations are you hoping that you
will get?
Well,
we hope to get 20, 30, 40 award nominations, and then we have a selection committee that will go through those, and they will look at the initiative that is evidenced by the people nominated, mm-hmm. To see what they did and what they wanted to do, the impact that their volunteer service achieved, and then the length of time. So we're looking for people who have really made significant time commitments to the City of Columbia. Mm-hmm. And then the selection committee will review those nominations, and then ultimately through the spirits that move, they will select one as the winner.
Yeah, I like the way you say that, the spirits that move. And the thing with these people who volunteer, they're volunteering because they care. They're not volunteering to win an award. That's
right.
Pretty obvious.
That's correct.
And I think that can be said with just about everybody that volunteers.
Last year, the City of Columbia logged over $1.2 million worth of volunteer hours.
$1.2 million
worth of volunteer hours for the City of Columbia services and programs.
Now, these are people who volunteer for Clean Up Columbia, people who volunteer to help out with First Night Columbia, and mm-hmm. all the different events that go on throughout the
city. Sure, as well as some elected officials. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our elected officials are volunteer. You know, mm-hmm. the mayor doesn't get paid. You know, it's a volunteer. Board and commission members, those are just volunteers, you know, but they give their time, their energy. So these kind of people, we're wanting to have people nominate for the Howard B. Lang Jr. Award for Outstanding Community Service.
Okay, when does the nomination close?
January 18, and today's January 2nd, so that gives us
16 days.
16 days only.
16 days. So give it some serious thought. They go to what website again?
www.gocolumbiamo.com.
Okay, and then click on...
They can, a little search box, they can just put the words Lang nomination in the search box,
okay.
and they'll get the form. Or they can call me at 817-5027, area code 573.
And when will the award be given?
It'll be announced in late January, maybe early February, and then presented sometime later in the spring.
Okay. All right. John Baker, thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Yes, it is a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
And Happy New Year to you again.
Thank you very much.
2013. Now, listen to our next guest, Carlin Seville. Good to have you here, Carlin. Missouri Botanic Garden. And you are having a special event this coming Friday, January 4th.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Plant Fashion Show.
A Plant Fashion Show. Okay.
Yes.
We'll get into that in a second. But tell us a little bit about Missouri Botanic Garden.
Mizzou Botanic Garden is on the University of Missouri campus. It encompasses all of the land on the campus, and it was established in 1999.
Yeah. Now, how is the fashion show working then?
Well, we have we try to hold events to bring the community onto campus and to let them know that the garden exists. And so this is a plant fashion show. So we've worked with the National Green Center in Kansas City to bring plants that will be new on the market in this coming spring. And we also worked with textile and apparel management students on campus. They designed the outfits
to go along with the plants.
So
are they going to be carrying the new plants or walking out?
Yes, they'll be carrying the plants.
The plants, and then they will be modeling their outfits that match the specific plants.
That's correct.
So how many different, how many plants and how many outfits?
We have 30 different plants that we're showcasing and then about 15 different models and designs.
So. Yeah. Now, with the plants that are being showcased, the reason for this is that they are being introduced?
They are being introduced in the spring, yes. They are new varieties of plants on the market. And we worked with the National Green Center in Kansas City and St. Louis. They are holding their trade show at this time. And they're bringing a group of people down here to do a plant walk with a world-renowned horticulturalist, Michael Durr, who is at the University of Georgia.
Okay.
And also the Georgia football coach, he's retired football coach, Vince Dooley, will be here also to do the walk. They do garden tours around the country, and they've written books about gardening. And so we're, you know, it's kind of a big event that we're having with.
Now, if people want to come to this, how do they go about getting tickets?
Well, it's this Friday in Stotler Lounge at Memorial Union at 7 p.m.
So you just come?
You just come.
No, you don't have to have tickets in advance.
The tickets will be sold at the door, and they're $5.
Okay. So just come. Again, the location is?
Stotler Lounge, Memorial Union.
And the time?
7 p.m.
And if people would like to have more information, is there a website they can go to or a phone number they can call?
Sure. It's gardens.missouri.edu and then 882-3091.
Okay, it's garden,
www.gardens.gardens. Yes.
.missouri.edu. And you'll have all the information about the plants that are being, the new plants that are being introduced, and the fashion show, and where to come and why.
Right.
Thank you so much. Carlin, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
Okay, we're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're talking about the Phoenix programs. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hyden, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And I'd love to hear from you if there's something you would like to hear on the air. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.